That's right.
No, it's okay. Forgot one announcement there when I had loads of kids around my feet there. The Kingsway Teens next group activity is going to be taking place at my house, 31 Riverside, on the 23rd of this month from 6:30 to 9 p.m. If you would like to come along to that, if you're a teen, please do get in contact either with Step, Rotson, Andra, or Julie, and we can arrange lifts and what have you up to that. So that is on the 23rd of July at 6:30. Okay. Yeah, so today I'm going to talk as part of our series this summer about renewing your mind and about the power of walking in a renewed state of mind, what that can actually do for you as a Christian, as a human being. And whilst I was pondering and meditating on this, I believe God has given me clear direction in terms of what to speak on. One of the things which we're going to look at is about not alienating yourself from God, so not losing your connection to God, keeping connection with Him. We're going to look about the fact that renewing your mind is not a one-time event. It's a daily, constant process that we must continue to be involved in. The old saying that practice makes perfect, it's actually practice makes permanent. So getting into the way and developing how to renew your mind. And then the third point then, it's all about you reap a harvest from your thoughts. So what type of harvest are you reaping this morning? If my Uncle Robert was here this morning, he would say, you know, guys, the root determines the fruit. And it's very true. So we're gonna unpack a bit of that this morning. And it was interesting there, Ken, I think, was talking about, and Andre was talking about sort of clarity, having clarity in things. And it's interesting to look at clarity. Clarity is a good definition of it. Clarity is capacity minus contamination. So do you want to reach your capacity in God this morning? You've got to get rid of the things that contaminate you from doing that. And the reality is, everything begins with a thought. Everything that you do, no matter good, bad, or indifferent, it begins with a thought. So, renewing your mind, it's fundamental for success in the Christian walk. It's not possible to have success without renewing your mind daily. If you don't renew your mind, you remain stuck. You're stuck. You can't move. It's like the Pink Floyd song. I can't remember what one it was. To show you the state of my mind when I was listening to Pink Floyd. But they're singing about, we're like two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl year after year, stuck, going nowhere. As I said, this is a daily process. We're going to delve a bit deeper into it later. But being alert, it's so important to be alert. I was thinking about this, we need to constantly hitting the refresh button every night, every morning, the F5 on your keyboard, refresh, refresh, refresh. You've got to get rid of all of the thoughts that hold you captive that are not of the kingdom. And if you don't do this, no progress can be made. You still get the same results. And Henry Ford put it absolutely beautifully, and it's a very, very famous quotation, which I'm sure many of you will know. If you always do what you've always done, you will always get what you've always got. An interesting thought just to ponder on is, you, just as you are what you eat, you are what you think. There's a big impact. So what you eat, if you eat a load of crisps and a load of buns, And don't do any exercise, you're going to be overweight, aren't you? If you think a lot of rubbish and you interact with those thoughts, what sort of an impact is that having to you? But a bit of hope this morning is that you are not your thoughts. The reality is you're here before your thoughts and you're here after your thoughts have gone. So knowing that and just taking a step back and just viewing your thoughts almost like clouds in the sky, your thoughts can only impact you if you interact with them. There's some thoughts that are good to interact with, stuff that's going to add value to you and bless you. And they're the thoughts that are lined up on the kingdom of heaven. So they link into God's thoughts and you'll see progress. On the other hand, there's the other thoughts. If you interact with those clouds, it's going to be thunderstorms. Does anybody want a thunderstorm? No. Don't interact with them. Basic logic tells you is what you give energy to grows and what you starve dies. So don't feed them. Let them starve. Let them die. Your thoughts become your words, which become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values, and your values become your results. So looking at then not alienating yourself from God, staying in connection with the King. So why would you want to stay in connection with God? Why? That's the question. Staying in connection with God leads to transformation. Does it not say in the Bible that we're transformed from one degree of glory to another? That happens when we are constantly in connection with God. We've got to stay in constant connection with the King to see that transformation move forward. And how do you do that? How do you stay in connection? It's to read and study the Bible. I'm a great believer in immersion. If you want to learn something, immerse yourself in it. Jump into it. Eat it, drink it, just everything. Just become it. Just get into it and get focused on it. And there's a couple of key verses that are great to meditate on. And there's so many. When I looked them up on Google, there was loads of them. You've got to use the technology. You know? Even the story was using that earlier on, wasn't it? So, your book, anyway, the words of pictures there. So, a couple of classics are, you know, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the perfect will of God, what is acceptable and perfect. It's interesting about there's the transformation, transformed by the renewal of your mind. When it talks about the testing, that's where your values kick in. So your thought life, as I said earlier on, your thoughts become your words become your actions become your habits. Habits become your values. So it's like a marathon runner, if he or she is running, she gets to the 20-mile mark, feeling a wee bit wrecked, exhausted, as you would do. But what happens? 6 miles from home, do you stop or do you press on? Because they've built up good emotional resilience, their resilience intelligence is probably very high, muscle memory and so on when they're running, they are strong to know that their values will carry them through. So they rest on the values and the values push them forward and help them finish the race. And it's very, very true here. So when something comes in your mind and you know it's a thought and that thought's going to cause you problems and cause you worry, anxiety, or derail you from the connection to the King, your values can help you stay on that track and push you forward. Another fantastic verse that I really, really like actually is from Colossians, Steph's favorite book, Colossians 3:2. And it says, set your mind on things that are above, not on the things of this earth. Yeah, I like that. I do. You become what you focus on. By focusing your mind on things above, that allows you then to raise the standard. You're pulled up and out of the rubbish that exists down here. God is saying, get up and see higher. It's like, for example, there's a technique in coaching called the stimulus response technique or the meta viewing. And when something is coming right in your face, it's very difficult to see around it. And it can almost dominate your mind. And of course, the human mind loves to create compelling stories that stop us from moving forward. But if you stop it and push it down and push yourself up and look down on it, you realize it's probably no big deal. And it allows you to move forward. I think there's a key in that when you think heavenly mindedness above the earthly thinking, how you can move forward from there. So set your mind on things that are above. Another great verse again from Colossians chapter 3, 16. Let the words of Christ dwell richly in you by teaching, admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms, spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Here's an interesting thing. When you're feeling grateful, right? I love gratitude. When you're feeling grateful, you can't feel fearful simultaneously, can you? So if you're feeling grateful, you can't feel fearful simultaneously. If you're feeling grateful, you can't feel angry simultaneously. So there's a key in that. Now, what does being grateful do for you? There's something in it, isn't there? Being grateful blesses you. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Like that song, put on the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Being grateful. Being grateful. There's a fantastic key in that to really helping people. So I'd urge you this morning, be grateful. Thank you, God, for whatever. There's a guy called Tony Robbins, probably one of the most famous life coaches that exists in the world. He's a Christian guy. And every morning he spends 10 minutes doing what he calls priming. So he focuses and primes himself for the day ahead. He says, if you haven't got 10 minutes every morning to start your morning well, what's the point? So he spends this time being grateful for 5 minutes. And he says lots of gratitude, like, thank you, God, for my house. Thank you, God, for my wife. Thank you for this, that, the other. He spends the other 5 minutes then sending out blessings to the other people. And it helps him get into the right state and lifts his thoughts on the higher things, which help propel him forward. So that's that one. The next part then, renewing your mind is not a one-time event. It's a lifetime process. I think this one here is about improving your game. If something's not working in your life the way that you want it to, change it. Change it. This is very important. Thoughts can keep you or lead you into bondage. We all know, and we'll probably walk through this ourselves, some degrees more than others, but sometimes the Lord sets you free from something. And because you're not on your guard, you slip into past thinking. You go into an autopilot state. And you're not aware. And you fall back into the thing that you were set free from. Very, very easy to happen. Very easy to happen. And it's like the verse in 1 Peter 5 and 8, isn't it? Be well balanced, temperate or sober-minded. Be vigilant and cautious at all times. For the enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion, seeking to devour what he may. There's a key in that, you know, when you're set free from something, keep alert and keep aware, because the devil doesn't want you set free from that thing. He wants to bring you back into the bondage. But if you stay alert and aware, you can conquer him. So we need to renew our minds daily. So how practically could we do that? How can we renew our minds daily? There's a technique called the stop technique, and I use it in my work, and Julie, I know, uses it with her job as well. And it's a great technique in terms of your thoughts, just checking your thoughts. And it's so, so important to give yourself a minute. You owe it to yourself to give yourself a minute. It's far better to spend a minute just in observation than spend a lifetime of regret, isn't it? Yeah? So what is the stop technique? Very, very simple. Very, very easy to grasp for all ages. Number one, the thought comes along. Stop. Just stop. Number two is to take a breath. And when you take a breath, you find your body in a more relaxed state. Thus, you can have a better decision-making ability. Number three, or O, is observe the thought. Just observe it for what it is. Remember, you're not it. It's just a thought. It's just a thought. Let's just have a look at it. Take yourself out of the picture and just observe it, as if you were commentating on someone else's life. And just watch the thought. But here's the trick. So ask yourself, is this thought going to harm me? Is this thought going to satisfy the lust of the flesh? Is this thought going to lead me out of connection to the Lord? And that's just going to give you a wee check, is to find out what this thought is all about. If you find the answer to these questions are yes, immediately, if not sooner, you need to reject that thought. You need to start building up your resilience intelligence against these thoughts that come against you. A great thing is that we are all, we've got the ability through neuroplasticity to change and build up our neural pathways. Neuro meaning brain and plasticity meaning to change. We all have the ability to do this. So we build it up. When those thoughts come along, the more that we reject them, the thought certainly realizes it hasn't got any impact upon us. So it goes. However, other thoughts will come back and attack you in other areas. But you repeat the process. Practice makes permanent. Just keep repeating the process. What does it say? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So this is directly linked to that, beating it off every single time. If, on the other hand, the thought is going to add value to you and going to help you grow in the right things, in the things of joy, peace, love, etc., go with it, give it energy, and encourage those thoughts coming through to you. And step number four is proceed and repeat. So renewing your mind, it's a lifetime process. Learning to think differently is so vital, because your thoughts shape everything. What's the best way to think differently? We don't need to reinvent the wheel here. We don't need to do that. What do? We look to someone who is good. So a good thinker. Best thinker this side of the Colonglen River is Jesus Christ. So link yourself up to what Jesus says. Yeah, you can't get any higher than him. So check out what he's saying, what his thoughts are. Link your thinking up to the Word of God. Line up to God's thoughts. You can't lose when you line up with God's thoughts. Don't waste time setting yourself up for failure. Set your mind on purpose, on God's Word. The third bit then, about reaping a harvest from your thoughts. And a good verse for this is in Romans 8:6. For to be carnally minded is death, But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So what is being carnal? It's pertaining or to be characterized by the flesh, the body, its passions, appetites, a sensual nature. It is not spiritual. It is not spiritual. If it's not spiritual, where is its root? Where is its root? Where is its root? We need to take it out by the roots and burn it. It's no good. If you sow in that sort of market, you're going to reap a horrible harvest. It's going to poison you. It's going to lead you to death and destruction. It's merely human as well to be carnal. And as Andre talked last week about the triune being, you know, the spirit man is the real man. That's the man that's going to live forever. So we need to start feeding him and start starving the other. It's also temporal and it's also worldly. We know the things of this world have absolutely no fulfillment at all to us. So stop for a moment and ask yourself, do you want to be carnally minded? And I'm sure it'll be a resounding absolutely not. But if you flip things over, and if you connect with the Spirit, you start to begin to reap the fruits of that. You start to begin to experience abundant life, real life, because the spirit man is the real man. As human beings, we want to experience peace. The only real lasting peace that we're going to get is when we're in connection with the Lord. That's a perfect peace. It's important, again, just to reiterate this, is to renew your mind on the Word. Live a spiritual life. Plug yourself in to the Lord. Let Him charge you. Yeah. And another point is, in terms of fasting from wrong thinking, everyone fasts from different things, you know. Fast from wrong thinking. Yeah. Go right to the source. Fast from wrong thinking, you know. If you fast from wrong thinking and you start to sow into right thinking, where do you see the transformation that happens in you? A great example of this in terms of in the Bible about changing the thinking, changing it, and a person who lost their connection and then regained their connection is found in Luke's Gospel with the prodigal son. Classic story of this about renewed thinking, where we see how the son's thoughts lead him away from his father, gets his inheritance, goes out and goes bucked off with it, drinking and so on and so forth. Suddenly realizes, hold on a wee minute here. Hold on a minute. This isn't working out how I thought it would. And suddenly says, hold on a second here. I need to repent. I need to go back to my dad and say, look, listen, I'm terribly sorry about that. Will you forgive me? I'll put on a coat and go out and work for you. No problem. And what's interesting, when he decides that and he goes back toward his father's house, his father sees him and says, here's my son who was once dead, but now is alive. Now, interestingly enough, nobody physically dies in the story. However, it's talking about he was dead because he didn't have any connection. Just like your mobile phone or your iPad dies when it's not plugged in or charged, the same happens with us. But the father sees him coming back. Because he was coming back to the charge of the connection, then he was alive. And what happened, we all know that he got the fattened calf from Big D's Butchers there as he goes out to get it. Come on. And threw a party. But the issue there of, and Ken talked about it just at the very, very end of his kids program there, about really taking on and taking hold of things, it's one thing to know something intellectually. See, to actually put it into practice, that's a whole different ball game altogether. So the issue then of there's a fundamental difference between forgiveness and repentance. Forgiveness, it's very easy to say, Mum, will you forgive me? I didn't do this. Yes, son, you're forgiven. I didn't repent. I just asked for forgiveness. So the likelihood is I'll probably commit the same thing again. But to repent is to take on a new thought and go another direction. Take on a new thought and go a different direction. To really repent in your heart, it means you're going a new direction. You're going in the right direction. In the right direction. So just to finish then, I really believe God is saying to get rid of the old way of thinking. The kingdom of God is at hand. To enter into the kingdom, we need to be on the right train of thought to get into that. We need to be thinking of higher things. We need a new type of thinking. We need to turn and go in the direction of heaven. And finally, I guarantee you this, is if you change your thinking, you will change your life. Thank you.